when you started out, did you expect this to sort of take off the way it has with Chainbreaker? Just
oh my gosh, no, no, I had no clue what was going to happen. You know, I have, I played music for years, and I've been in a southern rock band, and you know, obviously living a horrible lifestyle and making a lot of bad decisions. I knew giving my life to the Lord and letting Him, you know, kind of take the wheel was going to change a lot of things. My mom and dad had always told me, you know, nothing's going to work out for you until you, you know, give your life to the Lord. And I just got to that place where I couldn't do it anymore on my own. And I'd really found, you know, just the lowest point of my life. And so for me, I literally had given up on the music thing and was just going to church with my family. And when all this happened, it was a God thing. You know, the doors just started opening and things just started lining up. And so when we wrote Chainbreaker and found out that we were going to release it as a single, you know, honestly, I kind of thought the song was, you know, I thought it was too simple. I thought it was too country, too rock. I didn't know how Christian music fans would take it. You know, I knew that it didn't sound like anything out on Christian radio, really, and I didn't really know how I was going to, you know, because people ask me all the time, well, what would you call yourself genre-wise? And I don't know. You know, I have a melting pot of musicians and singers and songwriters that I've listened to my entire life, and that's kind of influenced me. So, I didn't think it was going to take off like this at all. Like, and whenever it did, I was just kind of like, oh, man. What's happening? And then when the second song went, I was like, what is going on? And now here we are on the third single, and just watching what's going on, man. It's just, I'm every day I wake up and I'm blown away by what God's doing. And, you know, I can say that because I know that it is God. I mean, it is God, because I tried for years of my life to make this happen and it didn't, you know. and here he is, you know. It's just cool when you give your life over to the Lord and let him have control. I mean, he'll use you and do things that you never imagined possible.